Can everybody hear me? Can everybody see me?
Yes.
Okay, great. Hi, and it's very early here. It's 1:30 in the morning, so excuse me if I start a bit slowly, because it's quite late here or early. Thank you for inviting me, and I generally read based on how I feel in the moment. So I've got a whole bunch of stuff from my two collections and also unpublished material. But I'd like to start with a poem by a Palestinian poet, and then continue from there. So this poem is from the collection Nobody Always Leaves by Hind Judeh, and the poem is called Boat. And the translation was done by Wal Sawa. And Hind is a poet, Palestinian poet, and she lives in Gaza. Boat. Peeled olives, drowning in the oil of fatigue. Fishermen's boats that an absent moon cannot extinguish. A boat singing to the waves, illuminating the hungry fish. The love of my heart, who falls asleep while hungry and wakes up to the lisp of the morning rooster and claws its morsels between the noise of steps, which are burdened. This next poem I wrote in 2019. I met some South African writer friends of mine in Florence, and they told me, "But do you have a will?" And I said, "No." And so they told me, "But you have to have a will." And so I came home and wrote this. It's called A Will. Santa Caterina's head and one finger are preserved in Siena. And the remainder of her body in Rome, tightly packed and, in my imagination, squashed to fit the beliefs and customs and desires of so many others, sedimented below centuries of stone-old rubble, petrified within a cast made to resemble what those in power wished her to be, buried in two churches of brick and duty, martyrdom and mortar. I put stones in my mouth and taste them. They are delicious, like dry white wine, mineralized. But I do not want any of us to be buried under immobilized rock. I read about stones that travel, whether on a ring or within an avalanche of snow, or down rivers that flow. I meet a man with a stone face. It is strong, but moving. It is not solid because he is a sculptor who creates forests of dreams with stones allowed to move in their natural way. No casting, no sticking, just a balancing. I do not want any of us to be buried under immobilized rock, whether they be apartments, churches, cities, companies, or tombstones we try to live in or they try to bury us under. I want us to sprout roses from the juices of our bellies. I want the squash of our cheeks to soften the curves of peaches and apricots. I want our eyes to enter the wings of hummingbirds and scatter seeds of rain to the ocean, tinting waves in the memory of pupils and irises. I want us to be eaten up by life so we can die in ecstasy. I want the rivers to wash away our remains down the stream of consciousness that we humans think is so important. And I want our flesh to be pounded by rocks. The rivers make our bodies meat, pounded into thin powder, sandy flour, to bake in the sun and feed more life on the crisp, golden-edged dough of our skins and the soft, moist warmth of our flesh. Eat us up, life, so we may become all of you. The wind is tickling us awake so we can continue this dream walking through the day. May the dream continue through the whispers of our voices in wind and willow, not weeping, but laughing, not sleeping, but dreaming. I want the crushed blood of our bruises to be extracted into grapes of wine to drunken the soil and hummingbirds. I want our bones to bleach in the sun and become rivered stones, polished and round, waiting to be thrown back into the water by a wanderer. I want the tips of our nose to be echoed in the ridge of mountains and the crests of waves to be our nipples when they enter waters cold, and the fall of our hair to be sung in the cascades of hidden lakes. I want us to be this forest and river forever and ever, and for the bodies of our beloveds to join us here too, and all the bodies of those we know and don't know, to love the wild call of nature, beauty beating in our hearts and below our feet, calling us to live and die and live and die and live and die and. I came to Ireland once in my life, to Dublin, and but I'm very happy to be reading here today because I actually have an ancestor from Ireland who came to Mauritius in the 17 or 1800s and fell in love with another French ancestor of mine on the boat. So I've always felt some sort of connection somehow. And so I think I'll read the first poem from my first collection, which is also in Water Flame, because it's about this island called Mauritius where I'm reading from. And the poem's called Siren Song. It was also turned into a song with a local Segé band. Segé is a mixture of the local Mauritian music, Sega, mixed with reggae. And you can find that. I turned it into a sort of protest song about all the overconstruction and overdevelopment happening on our island due to tourism, etc. Siren Song. I keep going back to an island moist with death, corralled with the bones of lives unfinished. I keep going back. I keep going back to an island moist with death, corralled with the bones of lives unfinished. The moon is big there and moves the waters with an ardent magnetism, and the phosphor at night peeps through the sea. The eyes and lights of a drowned city spill onto beach sands beloved by tourist brochures. Do all islands contain our souls, whispers in the leaves of their coastal trees, perpetually moving to the beat of the wind, tolling to and fro like a restless head on a sleepless pillow? Or is it just this land of lotus eaters that wraps its lagoon around my feet, asks me to eat in wonder, and never, you'll never wake up. It's the softness of the air that entangles me like seaweed, languid and familiar, before becoming despondency, trapped by tropical humidity. My eyes can no longer see deep opening beyond the reef, and my ears keep hearing the crash of waves on the barriers. This grave is beautiful. My ancestors live here and call me. Still on the theme of Mauritius, this is one of my more recent ones, and it's called Eros of Resonance. And Eros of Resonance is a term coined by a writer called Dina Metzger, and it just really evoked something in me, and I wrote this. And I live in a small fishing village called La Golette, and opposite my home, there's this islet with a sandbank where the birds come in the morning. On one side, it's Club Tropicana for, you know, tourists and stuff. And then on the side that's closer to the shore of the main island, it's super quiet, especially in the mornings. And I go there quite often, either walking at low tide or with my sup and my dogs as well. And it's a very special place to my heart. We also, as a village, managed to save it from a hotel development many years ago. So this is for Lilo Benizia. When I place my head, bow it down into the sandbank of an islet, rough kiss of crushed coral against my cheek. My nostrils fill up with fumes of ocean, musky and pungent, like rubbing the insides of a shell against my lips to taste the deliciousness of slight decay. When I walk across a garden to meet the sun setting on the water before me, and a frangipani flower calls my eyes to embrace her, the blossom is already unstuck from its stem and will fall to the ground soon. Instead, I pick it as I do a leaf, and as I do, a leaf bends down and blesses my hand with a gush of rainwater recently fallen. I squash petals to my face and smell pleasure. Then I carefully place the flower in a hole in my dress where my teat is peeping out, and cover my breast, blooming, like those stars on boobs in magazines pretending to be censored. But this nipple jewel is alive with sense-based possibility, and the flower lends her beauty to me, making my bosom feel sensually satisfying and satisfied at the same time, ready to revere the decanting dusks of pink, purple, crimson, blue, budding, magical delight, resonant, like when I press my lips to the ocean to kiss the light of the moon. And that many of the poems that I read are also available as video poems, which is what brought me originally to Obil, because I selected one of the poems I co-created with Poetics of Reverie and Karen Iriarte, called the torrid zone, and Eros of Resonance is also that. But now I'm not sure what to read next. Octopus Love. I read that the octopus, it has eight arms, three hearts, and a plan. When I read that, I was like, okay, that's kind of cool. So, and I like octopi. Octopus sky and octopus sea, purple, blue, and bruised, punched by rain, ready to be plucked like an overripe plum from the view of my window and smeared onto this page. The ink of my pen is dyed with the purple, blue, and bruised pain of a land, sea, and sky lost in captivity, barren of wilderness, flooded by toxic wastes, greed, and ambitions pouring down, plummeting, pummeling the air we can't breathe into flesh, purple, blue, and bruised, like a fisherman catching and smashing an octopus on the rocks, feet dead into tenderized meat, purple, blue, and bruised. Sometimes humans do this to other humans too. Purple, blue, and bruised. Octopus eyes, an octopus skin, octopus arms, and octopus hearts, octopus intelligence, and octopus plans will rise in a billow of smoke, purple, blue, and bruised, morphing into all colors. An underwater rainbow camouflaged from hate by love. And I think I have time for one more, is that right? I'm not really checking the time.
Go for it, you're all good.
Murmurations to kindle humankind kindness. Murmurations to kindle humankind kindness. Share information. Defend with warmth. There is safety in numbers. We are starlings of stardust. Snowflakes in an avalanche of rumors. We mimic sounds, K-pop, TikTok, like the minor. Consciousness could be following our inner voice. Let's clean sweet potatoes like the 100th monkey, because a critical mass audience equals all. Media, YouTube, IG and Google searches helped me write this poem. The herd can be heard. There is a flock murmuration that the point of my pen tips to transformation. Long distance commuters, invisible aerial corridors, migrations are the sound of beating wings. Critical transition is an abrupt change occurring when an external force, predator, triggers a tipping point. At twilight, there is a dancing black sky due to the density of a flock, a roar as we take to the roof for the night. Whispers can become murmuration. Tiger, tiger, burning bright. In the forest of the night. And deep down below, the fish know how to school themselves, Rivers murmur to the ocean, and iridescence, also known as goniochromism, is the phenomenon of certain surfaces that appear to gradually change color as the angle of view or the angle of illumination changes. Examples of iridescence include soap bubbles, feathers, butterfly wings, and seashell nacre, as well as certain minerals. It is often created by structural coloration, microstructures that interfere with light. These are creations to kindle humankind kindness.